With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden's job approval numbers just keep dropping.
According to the weekly average of polls at RealClearPolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says either Israel or the United States may eventually be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel can do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision, because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
Admiral Montgomery interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Ukraine is welcoming the passing of that huge aid package by the House yesterday. U.S. lawmakers approved $61 billion in aid, as the Ukrainian president has warned that his country would lose the war without U.S. funding. Russia warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. United Auto Workers Union celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. UAW won a stunning 73% of that vote. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden trying to rally support for her husband in the LGBT community. She says former President Donald Trump poses a threat to homosexuals and points to Mr. Biden's advocacy for transgenderism in particular. The president, who is struggling with low public approval rating as well as softening support now among key groups that backed him in 2020. This is SRN News. President Biden making a pitch for much higher taxes on the wealthy. Biden wants to raise $4.9 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the rich and corporations. His platform includes a billionaire's tax that would set a minimum rate of 25% on the income of the richest Americans.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
Heritage Foundation senior analyst David Ditch.
Even under this massive tax increase plan, deficits are still going to be racking up year after year after year.
He says it's just a gimmick. More details at SRNNews.com.